Welcome, everyone, to another deep dive from the Mattress Advisory.
Glad to be here.
Now, before we jump into today's topic, just a quick reminder, if you're checking out the article this deep dive is based on, do look for those links. There are some pretty good exclusive discounts for the Helix Dusk Lux in there.
Yeah, definitely worth clicking through if you're considering it. Always good to save a bit.
Okay, so today we're really getting into the weeds on the Helix Dusk Lux mattress. Our focus, based on the article, How Safe is the Helix Dusk Lux? Facts Revealed, is safety. You listeners want the facts, the real deal, without the marketing fluff.
Exactly. We're going to look at the materials, the construction, the certifications, basically. What makes this mattress tick, and is it actually safe?
Right. So let's start with first impressions. The article mentions what actual users are saying. What stood out there?
Well, the feedback seems really positive about the overall feel. People describe it as a really good medium firmness.
Yeah.
Supportive, especially for back and stomach sleepers, which is quite specific.
Okay. Supportive, but not rock hard.
That's the idea. The phrase they use is cozy without feeling too soft. And that's, you know, a tricky balance to strike. Comfort and support.
That sounds ideal for a lot of folks, and it's not just a vague feeling, is it? The article talks about specific design elements for support.
Yes, absolutely. It highlights the zoned lumbar support, and this is paired with pressure-relieving foam layers. The idea here is to really target spinal alignment.
Which is crucial, right, for avoiding that morning stiffness or soreness.
Precisely. If your spine isn't aligned properly through the night, you definitely feel it the next day. So this targeted approach is a significant feature.
Makes sense. Okay, what about sleeping temperature? That's a huge issue for many people. Does the article touch on that?
It does. It mentions an upgrade option, the Glaciotex cooling cover.
Glaciotex, that's cool.
Apparently it works. The feedback suggests it helps dissipate heat, which is great for hot sleepers. But interestingly, users also say it feels plush.
Ah, so you don't sacrifice that comfortable feel just to stay cool.
Seems not. It looks like they've managed to combine both, which is a definite plus for anyone who struggles with overheating.
Definitely something to keep in mind. Now, thinking longer term, what about the overall build quality? How does it hold up, according to the article?
Users seem pretty happy there, too. High ratings for edge support, which is great, means you can use the whole surface.
Yeah, no rolling off the side.
Exactly. And good motion isolation, too, which, as you know, is key for couples. Less disturbance if your partner moves around.
Oh, absolutely. Are relationships saver sometimes?
And durability generally gets good marks. People feel it's built to last. The hybrid design, that mix of coils and foam, gets praised for balancing cushion and support.
So that potentially addresses that whole waking up sore issue we talked about earlier.
That seems to be the goal, yes. Now, let's pivot to the core topic, safety. The article puts a lot of emphasis on certifications, starting with CertiPure US. What does that actually mean for the sleeper?
Okay, yes, yeah, CertiPure US. We see that label a lot.
Right. And it's important. It means the foams used in the mattress have been tested by an independent lab. They check for things that could be harmful.
Like what specifically?
Things like ozone depleters, PBDEs or other harmful flame retardants, heavy metals, formaldehyde, and it also certifies low VOC emissions, volatile organic compounds.
The new mattress smell stuff.
Partly, yes. Low VOCs contribute to better indoor air quality. So this certification basically gives you peace of mind that the foam itself isn't introducing a lot of unwanted chemicals into your bedroom. It's a baseline standard for healthier materials.
That's reassuring. And linked to that, the article makes a big point about fiberglass.
Yes, this is a major safety consideration mentioned. The Helix Dusk Lux apparently uses a chemical-free rayon barrier as its fire retardant instead of fiberglass.
And why is that significant? What's the issue with fiberglass?
Well, fiberglass is effective as a fire barrier, but the concern is that tiny glass fibers can potentially escape the mattress cover, especially if the cover is removed or damaged.
And that can cause problems.
It can. Skin irritation, respiratory issues if inhaled. It's something many consumers are actively trying to avoid now. So using a rayon barrier is presented as a safer, healthier alternative that still meets fire safety standards.
So no fiberglass worries with this one, according to the article. That's a clear win for safety-conscious buyers.
It seems to be a key selling point they highlight for safety. And then there's another certification mentioned, GreenGuard Gold.
Okay, so we have CertiPure US for the foam, and now GreenGuard Gold. How is this one different?
GreenGuard Gold is kind of a step further. It tests the entire mattress, not just the foam, for chemical emissions. It has even stricter criteria for low emissions of VOCs and other pollutants.
So it's looking at the complete product and its impact on indoor air quality.
Exactly. It's considered a higher standard, particularly relevant for sensitive individuals,
yeah.
People with allergies, asthma, maybe young children. It signifies a very low contribution to indoor air pollution.
Got it. So multiple layers of testing and certification focused on health and air quality, that builds confidence.
Definitely. And the article also draws a neat line connecting durability back to safety.
How so?
Well, it mentions the reinforced edges, the individually wrapped coils, the quality foams designed to resist sagging. A mattress that holds its shape and structure for longer isn't just better value.
It's also providing consistent support, right?
Right.
Less likely to cause aches and pains as it ages.
Precisely. A mattress that breaks down structurally can negatively impact your sleep posture and potentially lead to discomfort or pain. So durability is a safety factor in the long run.
That's a really good point. And they reiterate the fire safety approach again.
Yes, the chemical-free rayon barrier comes up again,
Emphasizing
that they meet fire safety standards without resorting to potentially harmful chemicals or fiberglass. It's clearly a core part of their safety narrative.
Okay, now what about that initial experience? Sometimes new mattresses have an odor. Does the article address off-gassing?
It does. It acknowledges there might be a mild smell when you first unbox it, which is pretty common with foam products.
But is it harmful?
The article states it's not harmful and typically dissipates within, say, 24 to 48 hours. They recommend good ventilation. So they're upfront about it and reassure customers it's temporary.
Good to manage expectations there. Okay, one more comfort practicality point, motion isolation. You mentioned it got good ratings, but was there any nuance?
Just a slight one. While generally rated well, some users apparently felt it could be even better. A minor point, perhaps.
But still better than older mattresses.
Oh, yes. The article notes the hybrid design is still advantageous compared to traditional inner springs for isolating movement. So, good. Maybe not absolutely perfect for the most sensitive sleepers, but still a solid performer.
Right. And the article brings up that targeted support system again towards the end.
It does, yeah. It highlights the specific foams, Helix Dynamic Foam and Ergo Line Contour Foam, working together in that zone system.
To reinforce the benefits for spinal alignment and pressure relief.
Exactly. It ties back to how the mattress aims to provide that blend of contouring, comfort, and proper support, which should lead to more restorative sleep. It underpins both the comfort and the sort of structural integrity aspect.
It really sounds like they've tried to cover a lot of bases. Comfort, support, safety, durability. Now, the elephant in the room sometimes is price. Does the article talk about the cost?
It acknowledges it's a premium mattress, so yes, it comes with a higher price tag than some options.
But it justifies it how?
By pointing to everything we've just discussed, essentially. The quality of the materials, those safety certifications like CertiPure US and GreenGuard Gold, the fiberglass-free design, the zone support, the durability. It positions the price as reflecting the overall quality and safety and investment.
An investment in good, safe sleep.
That's the argument. And they back that up with practical assurances, too.
Like the trial period and warranty?
Correct. The article mentions a 100-night sleep trial, which is pretty standard now, but still very important. Gives you ample time to see if it works for you at home.
And the warranty.
A lifetime warranty is mentioned. That shows a lot of confidence from the manufacturer in the product's longevity and offers significant long-term protection for the buyer.
Okay, so wrapping this all up. Based on this deep dive into the article, the Helix Dusklux seems to make a strong case for itself on the safety front.
It certainly appears that way. The combination of CertiPure US and GreenGuard Gold certifications, the explicit use of a fiberglass-free fire barrier, and the focus on durable construction, it all points towards a product designed with health and safety in mind.
And it seems to achieve this while still delivering on comfort and support for, you know, a decent range of sleepers, particularly back and stomach sleepers liking that medium feel.
Yeah, the overall picture presented is one of a well-rounded mattress that addresses many common concerns.
Well, hopefully this discussion has given you, our listeners, the key facts you need to feel properly informed about the Helix Dusklux and its safety profile.
We've certainly covered the main points highlighted in the source article.
And one last time, don't forget, if you are interested, do check out those exclusive discount links available in the article associated with this deep dive. It could be the perfect time for an upgrade.
Absolutely.
Thanks for tuning in to the Mattress Advisory.